Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
All right, he crawls out of bed, but he's in here. James Pribram, Eco Warrior, how are you, man?
Doing well, pal. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. You had a big night last night. You won tickets to Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
I did. It was a great show. It was actually incredible, and I felt like I was in a time warp.
Yeah.
And I feel the same right now.
Okay.
But I'm here.
Okay.
Welcome. I'm here.
Yeah, we give away tickets to stuff at the Coach House all the time, and Big Head Todd was playing last night, so I'm glad to hear it went well. What are we looking at this weekend and next week in the surf?
We're looking at a beautiful weekend, and good chance of some breezy winds tomorrow, up to 40 miles an hour possibly.
Wow.
Northeast winds. We have a high tide this morning at 10:29 a.m., and it's a 5.54. So pretty high tide, but our low tide this afternoon at 5:15 p.m. is a real low tide, another minus. Actually, it's a minus 0.72. So some pretty extreme tides, not as extreme as we had earlier in the week. But the big news is, tomorrow, we could see some major winds, northeast up to 40 miles an hour.
Could that bring a swell that we're not expecting this weekend?
No, the waves will probably be about, you know, chest, shoulder high, but the northeast winds actually will blow down what little swell we have if it does, in fact, get that windy.
Okay, so if it is that windy, it's not a weekend to get out.
It may not, depends. There's always so many variables, like if the swell is bigger than anticipated or if it's head high, it could be premier conditions. But if the swell comes in a little bit smaller, there's a chance at 40 miles an hour, it could bat down the swell.
So okay.
We'll just have to wait and see. You know, that's the thing of nature. I think the waves aren't going to be that big. I think we could have some beautiful conditions, but not that big. We'll see.
These people are relying on you, James.
It's the ocean, you know. I'm trying to feel it, but I was a little late. I didn't get that.
You didn't get the feeling this morning.
I didn't get that feel.
They're counting. These people wake up every morning with you, and they're counting on you to tell them whether they should go surfing or not, and you just don't even know.
No, I think you should always go surfing.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be that big.
Okay. That's our surf reporter, Eco Warrior. All of them are podcast online, kx93.5.com. Thank you, sir, and have a lovely weekend.
You as well, my man.
Bye.